Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Bane Chronicles, Saving Raphael Santiago by Cassandra Clare and Sarah Reese Brennan. Read by Michael Trevino.
It was a violent heat wave in the late summer of 1953. The sun was viciously pummeling the pavement, which seemed to become flatter than usual in submission, and some Bowery boys were opening a fire hydrant to make a fountain in the street and gain a few minutes of relief. It was the sun getting to him, Magnus thought later, that had filled him with a desire to be a private eye. That and the Raymond Chandler novel he had just completed. Still, there was a problem with the plan. On the covers of books and in films, most detectives looked like they were dressed up in Sunday suits for a small-town jamboree. Magnus wished to wash away the stain of his newly adopted profession and dress in a way that was both suitable to the profession, pleasing to the eye, and on the cutting edge of fashion. He ditched the trench coat and added some green velvet cuffs to his gray suit jacket, along with a curly-brimmed bowler hat. The heat was so awful that he had to take off his jacket as soon as he set foot out of doors, but it was the thought that counted. And besides, he was wearing emerald green suspenders. Becoming a detective wasn't really a decision based wholly on his wardrobe. He was a warlock, and people, well, not everyone thought of them as people, often came to him for magical solutions to their problems, which he gave them, for a fee. Word had spread throughout New York that Magnus was the warlock who would get you out of a jam. There was a sanctuary, too, up in Brooklyn, if you needed to hide, but the witch who ran it didn't solve your problems.